it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, y'all. Welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. And away we go. Programming notes. If you haven't heard, this week they released tickets for Unwrapped, the acoustic Christmas special up at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett.
That's going to be a fun show.
That's Friday, December the 12th. The tickets are now as low as $55. There are more seats that are available down low, but you can get in for $55 as they have released a couple of sections
nice.
Up above the bottom level.
It's gotten too big. We need more seats.
That's basically what happened. They sold so many tickets so far that they're like, yep, we're going to release a couple of sections.
All right.
So it's kind of like the WWE. Sometimes they'll come into town, they won't sell a lot of tickets. So they'll tarp the entire top of the arena.
But it looks good.
So it looks like it's full. They're smart. We're not doing that. We're just going to keep opening up the sections until we sell this bad boy out.
Let's do it.
That's right. Okay, time for a little football picks. As far as last week's games, it was Pittsburgh-Cincinnati. I was a lone Bengal pick there. Rams and Jacksonville. Ted, you were the lone Ram pick in that game.
Nice. Oh, I thought I picked the Rams. God damn it.
We all took Kansas City over Vegas. They won 31-0. No big shocker there.
Which is weird
there.
Because Vegas sometimes just has Kansas City's number for
and
whatever stupid reason. No.
Vegas is awful right now.
Myself, Steve, and Ted, we picked Carolina. They won 13-6 over the Jets.
What a barn burner.
Steve, Ted, and Mike picked Cleveland over Miami. I was the lone idiot there. We all picked New England to beat Tennessee. We all picked Chicago to beat New Orleans, except for Mike.
What were you thinking?
I know it is, but they've got to win one.
We all picked Philly to beat Minnesota, except for Mike.
Damn it.
We all picked Denver to beat the Giants, except for Miles.
That was a very good game.
Last-second field goal. What else we got here? Indy over the Chargers. Myself and Steve picked that one. Green Bay, we all picked it except for Ted. I was the lone pick for Dallas over Washington.
Who did Green Bay play?
Green Bay played Arizona. They won 27-23. We all missed the San Francisco-Atlanta game. San Francisco won that one. And as far as the Monday Nighters, Mike, you were the lone pick with Detroit. You win that.
Yeah.
And we all picked Seattle over Houston.
Yeah.
So our overall.
I think I did crap.
Standings from the week. I was 10-5. Steve, you were 10-5. Ted, I got you at 9-6. And Mike, I got you at 7-8.
I am not doing well. I need to go against what my gut says at this point.
And what are we at? This is week 8, I guess?
Yes, week 8.
Here we go, week 8. We start with a Thursday night game as we tape this bad boy for you on Thursday. So don't think that we did this Friday morning. We know the answer.
Clearly, because I have chosen wrong every time on Thursday.
Minnesota in LA taking on the Chargers tonight in Thursday night football.
Oh, Chargers.
Taking the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chargers.
See, my gut says I love the Chargers, but I would go with the Vikings, so I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Chargers.
Bolt up.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to be the guy that picks the Vikings. I don't know why. The quarterback's not very good. Chicago and Baltimore. Chicago in Baltimore. I believe I say the Chicago Bears are 4-3 or 5-2.
I think 4-3. Either way, they're better than...
Better than the Ravens. I don't know if Lamar is back or not. I think
he
Tyler
was a
Huntley's
limited practice today. I'm going to take the Ravens on this one, but I think this is their litmus test. Chicago's a pile of shit, but so are the Ravens. If you're going to turn it around, it starts Sunday. If you're not, then fuck it, be done.
Yeah. I've been taking them all. It seems like all year, and they keep losing. But if Thrill's actually going to take them, I'm sticking with them.
Sticking with the Ravens.
You guys are absolutely right. It's a litmus test for them this year. They're going to fail it. Give me Chicago.
Buffalo. Oh, you're taking Chicago.
I'm taking Chicago. Yeah.
Okay. Buffalo in Carolina to take on the Panthers.
Buffalo.
Buffalo for Steve. Buffalo for Miles.
Yeah.
Buffalo for Mike. Buffalo.
Make it a clean sweep.
Buffalo all the way.
Like Carolina's been playing better, but you go like that. Buffalo's not the team for them to deal with.
Buffalo has gold in their eyes, yeah. Man, not the Panthers.
Right.
This is an interesting matchup, actually. Cleveland in New England. Cleveland put up 31 points last week.
With Joe. No, Joe's a Bengal now. Who's their guy?
Oh, they got the guy Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel.
Stupid duck.
I'm going to take New England for that reason. I think New England's going to have a hard time because Cleveland's, even though the team sucks, the defense is fucking legit.
I'm taking the Brownies.
See, and originally I was going to go with the Brownies, but so that means I need to go with the Patriots.
I'm going Pats.
Okay. It's tough. I think that will be a
lone wolf. Miami and Atlanta.
Atlanta.
I'm going with my gut on this one. Give me the Falcons.
Just because it's Miami.
They are.
I mean,
imploding.
It feels like they're due eventually to win a game.
But are they committed to that?
And it seems like they're also just self-destructing. Yeah. So yeah, give me Michael Penix in Atlanta.
Penix and Bijan, man. See, Robinson's on fire.
Bijan
right
is
now.
Just a stud.
That was my son's top pick for the draft. Remember, he went on about this shit for like it's like take Bijan Phillips. That was his number one.
Bijan Robinson, but we didn't get him.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn it.
Miami only put up 6 points last week, so I'm going to go with Atlanta as well. This should be a pretty good matchup. New York Giants in Philly to take on the Eagles.
It should, because last time they fought each other, the Giants whooped the ever-living out of the Eagles. I don't think the Eagles dropped two against the Giants. Give me Philly.
Okay.
I'm right there with Mike. I don't think they do it again.
No.
I think that'll be a hard-hitting football game, but in the end, it's won by a tush push.
Okay.
It's Philly.
It's in Philly. Okay, I'm taking... fuck it. I'm taking the Giants.
Giants. Yes. Getting angry Russell Wilson in there with his mean tweets.
Jets. I like that out of Russ.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, why not?
F you, man.
Well, Sean Payton is kind of a douche.
He's a douchebag.
To Sean Payton's defense, he walked it back today and went, he was like, it wasn't personal, this or that. But
okay.
I've also heard a lot of stuff that those two guys, they're just different people, and they just do not like each other.
Nope.
Yeah. I believe that. Jets and Cincy, I'm taking Joe Flacco into Cincinnati Bengals.
Hard not to. Let me fall in line right behind you there, Miles.
Yeah, I don't take the Bengals.
I'm sorry, Ted. I know you love Justin Fields.
I've given up on Justin. Justin.
And he's going to win.
And did you see the owner took a shot at him?
Yes.
No.
But the owner of the Jets?
They might have to bring him back, Woody Johnson.
Yeah, but then, what's his name? Tyron Taylor got hurt. So, he's got to go out there and play, I think, for him.
So you're taking Cincinnati.
I'm taking Cincinnati.
Okay.
Don't talk shit on your own play, right? You're the motherfucker that put him on the team.
Last of the 1 o'clock games are 10 for us, San Francisco in Houston.
San Fran.
Okay. My gut says the 49ers. I'm going to go with the upset special. I think the Texans take on the 49ers. I actually don't, but it's an upset special.
I'm joining Mike on that one. I think Houston is a pretty good football team after watching them play the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks are just a great team this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. Man, that's a tough one. Somehow the Niners win that game.
Okay.
I don't think it's somehow. I think they floor them.
Tampa Bay, New Orleans, I'm going Bucs, even though they took a step back last week.
Yeah, give me the Bucs.
They played Detroit. And now they're not, so I'm going to go ahead and take the Bucs.
I'm going to take the Bucs, too.
That was a cool-looking kit by Detroit, by the way.
That was cool, man.
I like those uniforms.
Yeah.
Dallas in Denver. Denver, who came back from an insurmountable lead. I mean, it was with 23-24 to nothing or 24-3?
They were getting their ass handed
to them. They came back and won the game. I'm going to go with the Cowboys, though.
I'm going to take the Cowboys. The Cowboys can put up points, but Denver has a good defense. I'm going to take the Cowboys. Taking the Cowboys.
I'm taking Denver.
I'm with you, Ted. Give me Bo Nix. Screw the Ducks, but give me Bo Nix.
Tennessee and Indy, I'm taking the Colts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the Colts are kind of rolling.
And they're playing Tennessee.
Sunday night.
So, Steve, you're taking Indy?
Yeah.
Indy, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And, Ted, you're taking Indy as well.
Correct.
Green Bay in Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
To take on Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Sean Huckley calling that one.
Well, that's actually a tough game. I'm going to take it's in Pittsburgh.
It's in Pittsburgh.
Fuck.
I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to take Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong, Miles. Give me Aaron Rodgers. They're rolling.
Give me Green Bay.
Okay. And Monday Night Football looks to be a pretty good matchup on paper.
Because there's one.
You got the Commanders in Kansas City to take on the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Chiefs for Steve.
Wait a minute. How's Jaden Daniels doing? I know that he was hurting.
I don't know. That's an issue.
Who is it if not? Mariota?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Give me the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I'm going upset special. I'm going Washington walks in there and wins.
Jaden Daniels is out. He is not playing.
Yeah, give me the Chiefs.
All right, Chiefs. I changed my mind. All right.
That says I just Googled Mariota, it, too, and I'm like, oh, damn it.
There you go. Okay, very good.
Plus, he's a sophomore. Sometimes guys have sophomore slumps, even if he is playing. It's just tougher.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Enjoy the rain-filled weekend.
Yeah.
And we'll see you again on Monday. Thank you for checking out the Odyssey app and the Men's Room app. You are exclusively on Odyssey.
Call your brother, Steve. He's got the week off.
He was in London last week.
Oh, that
fucking slack.
Oh, yeah. Do something with your girl, man. The Hawks are on a bye.
Yeah. And it's going to be raining outside, so this is the weekend. Oh, we're going to stay inside,
honey. Oh, stay inside and get late.
Yeah. Build a fire. Some cocoa.
Get that dick suck.
No.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland. Think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.